this is Dr. Randy, and welcome to Pause, Reflect, and Heal with Dr. Randy. I'm so glad you can join me for our second podcast today. I want to remind our listeners that if you didn't listen to our first podcast on integrative veterinary medicine, please take a chance to listen to that. It'll give you a great background on what I do on a daily basis, what I'm going to be talking to you about in the future, and all the help that I can give your dogs and cats. You can reach me at any time at Randy@drrandypetvet.com. And also, you can reach me also through Paws Veterinary Center, my veterinary clinic here in Tucson, Arizona. That would be pawstucson.com, or the phone number is 520-888-7297. Let's talk today about a very important mnemonic, my mnemonic called PETS. Very convenient for that name, but PETS stands for proper diet and microbiome, exercise, training and socialization, and stress reduction. So one of the things that I want to bring to your mind and to what's going on in our pet world is our pets are living on average only to two-thirds of their life expectancy. There are so many reasons that have been elucidated for why this is being. But just to give you an idea, the average age of a golden retriever a number of years ago was 13. Now it's 7. And that's a very scary, scary situation. Cancer is the cause for over 50% of deaths of pets over 10 years of age. And that is 1 in 5 cats will develop cancer, 1 in 4 dogs will develop cancer. And this cost to the pet parent is somewhere in the range of up to $15,000 just to deal with this and treat this when we can. So my idea, what I'd like to see us do is really focus on what can we do proactively to really help our pets. And that's where this mnemonic came about. So let's get right into the first letter, P, which is proper nutrition and microbiome. The idea is that, just so you know, humans consume about 59% processed food in our diets. Our pets are at 89%. So that is a huge difference. And why is that? Well, because many of our kibbles are so highly processed, heat treated, pressure extruded, spray on proteins, that really this is not the greatest foundation for our dogs and cats to be on. We want to make sure that we improve that whenever we possibly can. And so when I speak about proper diet, there is a food hierarchy. So it's a triangle. On the top would be whole fresh foods. That's a great situation and sometimes unattainable for most of us as pet parents to sit at home and cook our diets and try to balance them. And I've been doing this for 43 years, and I can tell you that I would still have trouble balancing my dog and cat's fresh food if I was making it myself. There are some great references. I mentioned a book by Karen Becker called The Forever Dog. I also mentioned Dr. Gary Richter's book, Ultimate Pet Health. These are places where you can find fresh food diets. I know Dr. Becker's coming out with a new cookbook in June. That's very exciting, and I think that'll really help our clients. But we really want to balance that fresh whole food. So we can't always do fresh whole food, and if we can't, the next tier down is raw foods. Now, I'm not a huge fan of frozen or fresh raw foods just because we don't always know where they come from, how that food was handled, but I really like freeze-dried raw foods. There are a number of freeze-dried products out there. Dr. Marty's, Gary Richter's Ultimate Pet Dog Food, Primal Instinct, Northwest Naturals, Open Farm. So there are a lot of ways of attaining freeze-dried product. And I like to use that a lot, and I can, in dogs and cats. I love to have my cats off of dry food altogether, if it's possible, and just on freeze-dried. And then people ask, well, what about canned? Well, canned foods are most of the time okay, but remember, you're paying for 65% of that can being water. And in the freeze-dried situation, you're adding your water to the food, and our dogs and cats are getting more water, which we really always want, quite honestly. So that's why I lean to that. The next step down is complex carb dry foods. And so these are foods that have grains in them, but also use things like garbanzo beans or lentils where they're not turning to simple sugars, which have become very inflammatory for our pets. So again, dry foods like Open Farm, Ziwi Air Dried, Akana, Origin, these are things that I will mention just as ideas to look at if you're looking at a complex carb dry food. In my big animals, because freeze-dried can be expensive to do just that, I'll often try to make their food 70-30 dry to freeze-dried, or even better, 50-50 if we can. That always makes a big difference. So that's the P for proper nutrition, just to give you a foundational background. Microbiome is also becoming hugely important. And we utilize a company called Animal Biome in our practice, because Animal Biome utilizes fecal testing, where they've run these fecal tests through 100,000 AI samplings. And they look at DNA of the good and bad bacteria in your dog and cat's bowel. This is often the cause of many of our problems that we're seeing in our pets, be it skin allergy, be it food allergy, be it GI disease, also things like pancreatitis, even behavioral problems. There's a huge wealth of knowledge now about the gut-brain connection and improving their biome. So microbiome becomes very important to me. I also recommend a test called NutriScan food testing, food allergy testing through Dr. Gene Dodds. I've known Gene for years. This is a great food sensitivity test. And if I can get a food sensitivity test on a pet and an animal biome test, I have almost all of what I need to make the diagnosis and also help our animals thrive with natural supplementation. People ask, well, what does that biome lead us to? Many times it leads us to what's called fecal microbiome transfer, or it's been called FMT. And what that is, believe it or not, giving good poop to your dog and cat to get them rebalanced, to get those bacteria, yeast, fungus all up to snuff in their bowel so that they don't have signs of what's called leaky gut syndrome or GI disease or skin allergy, on and on. So just to give you an idea, diarrhea and itchy skin compromise about 50% of all vet visits. This could be up to 60 million pets. So we know that often what we get into this vicious cycle of diet change on prescription diets, things like Apoquel or Atopica, which are immune suppressants, antibiotics, and all of this, again, can help on a short-term basis, but it does not promote longevity and wellness in our pets. So be aware that this is a medical merry-go-round, and we want to avoid that at all costs. And so the idea is, and we'll elaborate way more on all of these letters, like proper nutrition and microbiome, in the future, but I just want to give you kind of a background of what that looks like, so you know. And we'll keep on talking about these things to really help you through these problems, and basically keep on going to get things taken care of on their situation. So E stands for exercise. You know, regular exercise is so important for our pets. So many of the dog behavioral problems that we see right now, especially COVID-related pets, are because our pets didn't get enough exercise or don't get enough exercise. It's been said in a big dog that sometimes they require up to 8 miles of exercise a day. Now, I don't know about you guys, but that's a really tough one to do. So playing fetch, going for walks, going on a hike together. I love a product called Walkie Dog, which connects to your bike and allows you to go for slow, long bike rides with your pets without pulling you over. So these are things that really can help our animals and really help us. You know, the Dog Aging Project has been going on. It looks at 50,000 dogs. And it also said that if we can feed our dogs even just once a day, or calorie restrict, and cats are and calorie restrict, they can often live up to like 2.5 years longer than the average pet. So, you know, exercise really depends on the amount of that a dog or cat might need, the breed, the age, overall health, and obviously we want to make sure you get this assessed by your veterinarian before you start any vigorous program. But a general rule is at least 30 minutes to 2 hours for most dogs, if it's possible. Cats, we talk about exercise in the house, where we're having catnip toys, laser pointers, bottle caps, rolled up silver foil balls. There's lots of ways to stimulate your cat. And also, there are a lot of brand new dog stimulating games and products that you can pick up. So take a look at a lot of those, because the mental stimulation is also very, very important. Puzzle toys and training sessions. So again, it's really important to consider your pet's individual needs, but that exercise becomes incredibly important. You know, obesity affects our pets a lot. And what we talked about is sometimes just a 6% difference can allow our pets to live up to 2.5 years longer. So if dog obesity gets to a point where it increases up to 17% the health care that that pet might need, it can increase up to 25% the medicines that are prescribed. So let's get the exercise in there and make sure that we know, one, that we're stimulating that pleasure center in their brain. Two, it reduces the level of stress hormone cortisol, which is great. It also increases oxytocin, which is the pleasure hormone, but it makes your pet want to repeat positive behaviors, which are really great. It's also great to have them respond to verbal clues, and it also increases their confidence level in public situations. So pet associates with good feelings and fun are really wonderful. Pets are happier, less anxious, and more social if they're getting that exercise. So let's make sure we get that for our kids. That's really important. The next thing is we want to talk about is training. So it's so important as a young, especially dog, that we get in that early training as possible. We at Paws Veterinary Center have puppy classes where our pets are all, we know what their vaccination status is. These puppies can interact with other dogs and people. Both important. Just yesterday, I had a pet, wonderful Labrador Retriever, that's phenomenal with people, all people. But the dog is definitely afraid of other dogs. And so we're really working on this pet in our puppy training class to expose it to more and more dogs so that it becomes more and more comfortable in its skin. So training becomes very important. I'd recommend seeking out a good trainer in your area. Ask around, ask your dog clubs, ask the people in the know who's really doing a great job on puppy classes and also individualized training. And again, just working with your cat with some of these toys and mental stimulation is a great training tool for them too. And finally, on this pet's mnemonic, I want to mention stress reduction. And when I talk about stress reduction, we're talking about a lot of different things for our pets. One of the things that we want to do is we want to make sure we're eliminating all the toxins in their bodies, heavy metals, mycotoxins, something called advanced glycolation end products. And these are all related to the quality of the food that they're eating. Often our foods have many of these things in there that we shouldn't have in there, especially lesser kibbles. So please be aware of that. We also have found out that in recent studies in universities that actually at postmortem, that dogs are now showing about 30 times the level of glyphosate or Roundup in their liver. This is 30 times more than we have in our bodies. This is a very dangerous situation. And what you must realize is that just the counties and the golf courses that spray Roundup, our dogs go out, walk on these areas, lick their paws, and there's perfect assimilation of this glyphosate in their body. So be very, very cautious of this. Please don't use that around your house. Do other methods for weed elimination if you can, and avoid glyphosates and Roundups. Also, a toy's beddings can often have BPA in them, phthalates, PVC. Carpeting can have formaldehyde in there. So be really careful of these toxins, because they're all going to affect your dog, your cat, in their environment. Topical insecticides can be really dangerous. So people think, oh, I'm just going to get an over-the-counter flea and tick product. Please ask your veterinarian. Please check very carefully on these. Some of these are a lot more toxic than the ones prescribed through veterinary practices. So be very aware that some topical insecticides can really hurt our pets. Even air fresheners, believe it or not, can really set our pets off. And there could be toxic things in that environment, so be careful of that. And then watch their water. I'm a very, very big fan of making sure our dogs and cats get reverse osmosis water with the minerals add back. There's a product called Water Drop, which is a wonderful under the sink product that doesn't have a tank that will filter the water and then has a post filter that adds some of the minerals back into the water. This RO water is so safe. Let me give you an example. In Tucson, we have water coming into our sinks that are 1,000 parts per million of solutes and chlorine and calcium and hardness. And when you use a water drop system, it's at 50. So you realize that that filtering really makes a big difference to our pets in formation of crystals in their body, calcium deposits, all kinds of things that can affect their health. So be very conscious of their water. And for your cats, make sure you have a really good filtering system, but also have fountains for them. Encourage them to drink. They love to have running water. It's always great. And then the last is trying to avoid excessive noise in your house or inappropriate light. I had a couple dogs that were having serious behavioral problems. We found out that they were sleeping in a garage where the lights were on 24 hours a day. So we were not affecting their photo period. We were not giving them a time to rest and really catch up on their health and wellness. So again, be really careful on helping our pets with stress reduction. So remember the mnemonic pets, proper diet and microbiome, exercise, training and socialization, and stress reduction. And this will help you a great way is getting our pets wellness and really health. Again, I want you to know that this podcast was sponsored by Paws Veterinary Center. We built Paws for pet owners who are looking for something different, something more basically where service is exceptional and where there is broader and deeper approach to the care of your pet. This is a transformative approach. We take a broader approach to all animal health, and it means a better and longer life for the pets you love, like family, and for your lives and wellness too. So reach out to us, www.pawstucson.com. Our phone number here in Tucson, 520-888-7297. We'd be glad to help you. Again, thanks for listening to Paws, Reflect, and Heal with Dr. Randy. We'll be back for a couple more podcasts coming up, and we're going to talk about many of the things that we just mentioned in the integrative and this podcast, and we'll expand on those. And we have some great guests coming up, some great experts in all different areas of our pet wellness field. So again, happy health and wellness to you and your pets. Talk to you soon.